All right.
Step 7.
Okay. I want you guys to repeat after me, okay? Hi, God.
Hi, God.
Hi, God.
Thank you for giving me this life.
Thank you for giving me this life.
Help me to become who you always meant me to be.
Help me to become who you always meant me to be.
By relieving me of any shortcoming that stands in the way of service to you or others.
Brush away every bit of me.
That keeps me from being the person you see in me. Give me the grace to cooperate with your work in me. Amen. You're done.
We're done.
Well, step 7 says, humbly ask God to remove our shortcomings. That's really all there is to step 7. That doesn't mean we're not going to give you a boatload of assignments, because, but the work of step 7 is done, right? I mean, you've humbly asked. The reason that we do more than just humbly ask when we study step 7 is not for God, so that he knows which character defects to remove and when, but so you can better understand and appreciate how step 7 works in your life, and also so you can use it on an ongoing basis. A lot of times if a character defect comes up right away, I can just do a 6th and 7th step. I can look at the character defect, what the payback is, humbly ask, and boom, and amazing things happen when I do that. So there's 3 assets without which you can't work the 12 steps. The first is humility. The second is humility. And the third is humility. And really, humility is the principle behind all the 12 steps, but it's also especially the principle behind step 7. Okay, I had this pair of sandals, and I loved them. They were Skechers. They were really cute. And I wore them every day for 3 years, and, you know, the bottom kind of wore off and got yucky, and the sole was coming loose, and they were just kind of getting embarrassing. But I loved them, and I couldn't find those sandals anywhere, so I just kept wearing them. And finally, they were getting so embarrassing that I bought a new pair of sandals. And they weren't really comfortable. They were new sandals. And so I kept putting them away and wearing the old sandals until finally the old sandals just broke. And I finally put on the new sandals and wore them. That's what I do in step 7. I finally let go of those comfortable old character defects, and I tried doing something new. And the step says, I humbly ask God to remove my character defects. But I can't very well say, God, please remove my character defect of cussing, damn it. I have to cooperate. I've heard that there are only 2 emotions, love and fear, and only love is real. So I can ask myself, when I notice that I'm operating out of fear, my character defects are going to come up. When I'm operating out of love, my assets are going to come out. I need to pay attention just notice whether I'm operating out of fear or love. Step 7 is about asking for help. It's also about paying attention. It's about understanding and accepting myself. And I have noticed that whenever I work on step 7, my character defects, I say, rise like scum on soup. All of a sudden, I'll have an opportunity to pick up a defect or pick up an asset. The first time I ever did step 7, the day I did it, I was walking out of a meeting. I did step 7. I went to a meeting. I walked out of the meeting. And this really cute guy came up to me and started flirting with
me.
And he was tall, and he was good looking, and he was just charismatic, and he was married, and he was an addict.
Mm. Oh, dear.
And it was like all of a sudden it was different. Instead of just going with it, it was almost like somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, do you really want to go there? And for me, step seven gives me that pause. I've heard that serenity is the pause between the impulse and the action. And all of a sudden, instead of just having to go with the knee-jerk reaction, I've got a choice. I can still choose the character defect or the cute married addict, but I have an opportunity to choose differently this time around. I become more aware, and I become more conscious of my motives. Humility for me results in service. At first, I knew how to act in my service roles. I knew what to do. I placed great value on my own particular perspective, seeing how wonderful it was and, you know, how wonderful I was. And a large part of why I did service is my belief about what it could do for me. As I continue in service, I start seeing the light in people's eyes, especially in sponsorship. And I realize that I truly want to help people today. And the fact that it helps me is just gravy. But when I started not having it all be about Claudia, when I started gaining a little bit of humility, service really helped me get rid of those character defects. So it's a real help to step seven for me. You know what? That's all I got. It's not a lot, but that's all I got.
Thank you.